So, I guess the two more questions, base on base at the bottom.
Base on base at the bottom, yeah. Okay.
Two guys, four lines to the bottom. When we're talking with someone who calls the Moed, you can fix broken waterways on Chol Moed. So if it's necessary for the Chol Moed, Avodah V'Shein Tzarech Moed, if it's not necessary, Usur. B'Shel Yachid. But that's only if qualification was true by waterways to be going to individuals. Abu Shel Rabim, if it's for the community, the masses, Avodah V'Shein Tzarech Moed, Mutzer. Even if it's not necessary for the Moed, it's Mutzer. Okay? Always more lenient for the masses, obviously. Okay, I'll go. As in the following case, the Bane is the Sakusa. The Bane is the bathhouse of Sakusa. East Patachas, it collapsed. B'moada on B'chol Moed. B'sholom Rabbi Avo, B'nabdei Moed, and Rabbi Avo permitted them on to redo it B'moed. And it's a big triach, even though they'll require work. In other words, I guess despite that toil, which normally Aser during Chol Moed, since it's Shel Rabim, he permitted it. Okay. B'kivunei lo mechavim. I have in here my Gemara's kivunei. Did they intentionally push it off to Chol Moed? Which of course would be very beginner, so you could push it off to Chol Moed. Well, they didn't. Some may have a bachelor carbon, it's Machto Moed. Okay, so let's say, in that case, that you can only do for the Tzibur if you weren't Machabin and Dr. Chol Moed. I mean, even though it's a butter could do, Lom is a butter. Oh, no, not true. If it's a situation where, if it's not done during Chol Moed, it can't, it won't ever get done, you can do it during Chol Moed. Now, assuming it's a case where they, the budget of is limited, so therefore they can only afford to get people during Chol Moed, or something of that sort. So therefore, since it's only be to get done, but it's on Chol Moed, then go ahead and do Chol Moed, even if they're Mechave to Chol Moed, which is a tremendous leniency.
Okay.
I wrote the Tziporin. This is a, it's still there today, actually. Aqueduct of Tziporin is Tapagas Memoada. It broke during Chol Moed. I think, I'm not sure, last time I seen Tziporin was just a couple years ago. I don't remember if they had a sign there or not, but there, you know, that you can still see the aqueduct of Tziporin.
Cool.
So, Tapagas Memoada, Chabrai and Sabin Memer, they wanted to say sorry, that you can fix it on Chol Moed. Minada. So we said from Sakni's Gukul Yamayim, right? We just said the Chorot Mutter, right? What?
Okay.
Because Sharabin. Because Asar, Rabbi, the Korban Eda says, puts an important thing here. Asar said, for Asar Rabbi Yimriya. Rabbi Yimriya said, you can't do it. He forbade them to fix the Torah Kumbay. Okay? So, but the thing is, I'm here as Lomar Rabbi El Mishum Hilchas HaPatish. I would say because it is the noise made by the hammering. And when I bring down, there's a specific prohibition which Yochanan Kohen Gadol made that hammering should not be heard during Chol Moed. Because it ruins the aura of Chol Moed.
Okay.
Now, another case. So I guess if they without a hammer, it would be okay. The noise level was minimal, that's okay.
And that was even before they had jackhammers.
Yes. Beis Alma, the cemetery, the Bar Maktaya, it's obviously the place, he's Tapas Memoada. It somehow collapsed. I don't know exactly how it collapsed, but it broke on Chol Moed. The two want to be marked for them to fix it because it's Sorche Rabin. I'm going to read more of a low time Shmuel. Didn't Shmuel say, Eliyah put Leos Shafinus Ikeim? All you can do really is smooth out the cracks. meaning minor work, but not major renovation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the end of that segment. So mm-hmm. it doesn't actually answer. So now it says, Chotetin as Ozon. Chotetin as Ozon, I guess it's from the Mishnah. The Mishnah at the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph says, Chotetin Ozon, third line from the bottom. See that? The time is the Gulay Amanjur, Zerab Chotetin Ozon.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to outline the Mishnah.
So we're trying to figure out what Chotetin means?
Right. So, the Gemara says, Garfim Lo. We sweep out the refuse.
Scrape it out.
Yeah. Like it says there, Achotet Betzinor Kedei the Kabel Atzroro. Somebody who clears out what word to scrape? Who scrapes out the tzinor in order that it should be able to catch the stones? Like they would make it with like a little indentation or big indentation, so the pebbles would sink to the bottom and it would mm-hmm. flow over them. So eventually, obviously, from time to time, they have to clear out those pebbles. So that would be mm-hmm. scrape out the pebbles and the sediment from the bottom of the waterway, whichever waterway we're talking about here. Okay, so that's more further. Also called Tzorchei Rabim. Eilu Tzorchei Rabim. What are Tzorchei Rabim? Doni Dini, Momenos Dini, Pashos Dini, Makos. You can do judgments of all sorts of things on a home line. Poni Mesesh Fuyim. And they redeem captives. So the Amud Yerushalayim is bothered by this. On the bottom, he says, you know, after all, you can redeem captives even on Shabbos, right? So I'm not sure what the answer is, but obviously they're gradations, right? I'm like, there's a captive which you probably could get to still after Chol Hamoed, but because it's of the urgency of redeeming captives, even though it could be put off, you don't put it off. I assume that that's the case.
Okay.
Varachim means to evaluate somebody who took an oath after the Beis Hamikdash. Chayrovim, the same person took an oath to give a certain object or a piece of land or Beis Hamikdash. Hekdesh, general hekdesh. Umashnes esota, give the sota to drink. Vesarim esapari burn paraduma. Vavir egarufa, and you can do the egarufa in case someone was murdered. All these do on Chomer, also roastiness, have an Ivrit Ivrit. You pierce the ear of the Ivrit Ivrit. Mutari some Tzorah, you can go through the process of laying a Tzorah Tzor. And Ufarkin is a meal. This is it's kind of like Chomer says, Barz Mino, Miala Imus, which is you take the shoe off the form on which you made it. La Tzorchei Rabim, there's not Tzorchei Rabim, says Korbeya. And we assume it's the Tosefta, which is the end of the Tosefta, even though it's not similar to the previous cases. Okay?
Some of these things you can say are not Tzorchei Rabim, right?
Yeah.
Why is Mashkin the Sota Tzorchei Rabim? Why is Ritzias Eved Ivri Tzorchei Rabim?
That's a good point. I think you're right. I think that is Korbeya's point is could be kind of said about several of these things. I don't know why it was specifically said about this. Valid. I agree.
I mean, this Bryce shows up a lot and with all these cases and some of them just cry out, you know, tell me why these are Tzorchei Rabim.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're right. Obviously not all Tzorchei Rabim. Messiah Akbaros. You can, if you have the tombstone was washed away, you know, because it's made out of plaster.
Right.
So can we do it on Chol Hamoed? So, ask my look for Tzimu Mi'Adar. And they fix it right from Adar. This week we start going out to be Mitzvah Nalak Purim. So, Look, my team had it. They put the shayar, except for some summon, the shuffle. It got rained out in the meantime. They also have a key line. Obviously, Sukkot is not such a big deal. It's not a question, because Sukkot usually doesn't rain before Sukkot that much. No, the same principle. They also have a key line. They also have to illuminate the line. Again, doesn't happen from the beginning of Adar. But the Shrei Sashana Fela, about where the year was, there was a late, stuff grew late. They had smoking the garden, they weren't recognizable till now. So then we do it on Chokum Boy. How do we know that we have to mark grapes? Rebecha Yaakov, Bar Yaakov, Bas Yaakov, Shem Reb Chukunya, the Vas Choron, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Acha, Bashem, Rabbi Chunya, the Vas Chavron, Rabbi Chitzka, Rabbi Yossi, Beredrev, Chunya, the Vas Chavron. All these people said, the Tomei Tomei Ikra, the person who's Mitzorah has to call out, I'm Tomei. So too a Kevra has to do the same thing. Kadeshi Tuma Karala Befio Bomeraslo Perush, Frosh. The Tuma has to call out itself and say, go away from me. So, the same thing with a grave. Rabbi Lov Hashem, Rabbi Shulman Nachman gives another source. After the war of Gog and Magog, those people will go out through the land. They see a bone, bonad sotziyun. They will build by it a marker. You can't just find out so we see that you do a marker on bones. Adam, it says, Etzem Adam, that tells us that even if it's not a full form, but it's a spine and a skull, that's enough to be considered to be, enough to be able to make it seal. Barmikan, you build, Shemitani got the Emekua. So it says build, it means you have to use a stone which is embedded in the ground. Not one which is going to roll away. In my mind, the Evet Lusha, if you say you do it on a stone which is not embedded in the ground, so it's going to roll around, and in itself is tummy, it's going to cause something else to be coming. So, that's why you have to measure it is embedded in the ground. Okay. Et slow says the bona et slow to you, right? So et makom etara, you add on some of the area from next to it onto the plaster to give some, you know, like a buffer zone. So it's a little bit out of it. Interesting way we talk to both of that, but you know, all these things are part of parts of it's you. Matzah, Evan Akas Messianus. You find one stone, which is still the designation of Kever. Even though it's not the right way to do it, what I'm going to do is to have two stones, one at the head and one at the foot. Now that's a model of Tomei, if you walk over it, your Tomei. And the old man mace comes to so he knows in tachta. I say a chopped up mace was underneath it. In other words, like
it's right in the middle.
What?
The stone is in the middle of the body.
Right. Hirstein, there too, so we say they demarcate the body which is between the two stones. Right? So Malayam Thor. The person steps over the stones, he's still Thor. Benam Tommy. Between them is Tommy. If there was harvested land between the two stones, Haranki Chidios and like their individual stones. They named Thor, in which case between them is Thor, so we'll say Tomei, you know, some themselves around them are Tomei.
So what's the shiur for around them?
Good question. I don't have anything written down.
Arba Hamas?
No,
more?
That's not for Hamas. don't know. That's, I would guess more like four tefachim. But that's a shiur b'makom. But I don't know. It doesn't say here. I don't know.
Four tefachim?
What?
Or four tefachim? Four tefachim is large. That's not much place.
Yeah, but how far would you extend it? Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying 4 amos because of the length of the body.
Yeah, if the around the stones is tummy, so how far around the stones?
Yeah, probably 3 amos, because length of the body is 3 amos usually. You say 4 amos is the body with its arms extended above its head.
All right.
About so 3 amos. That's pure guesswork, but what the heck. Tani, Amos and Abbas, Shema, it says here, Teochel, I was an ayin, which is the same, Nizach, I don't know why I figured that's the case. It means, if the flesh rots, so it's not Matami anymore, right?
Right.
You don't want to diminish the available usable space in the Eretz Yisrael. So right. We're not Mitzayin on human flesh, only on the place where we find skeletons.
Okay.
I'm used to by Shulam Boaz Kung Rabbi Mora. Like some Tani Taurus Mafreya, doesn't that lead to a situation where potentially something's going to become Tame by mistake? But as long as the flesh is not rotted, it's still Matame.
Right.
So it says, Mutav, Amalai Mutav is calculable Shaw. There is a temporary problem. I is calculable and not have a permanent problem by again diminishing the area available for Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
You go further and you step more step here.
At the moment, I'm okay.
Okay. Well, let's do that one more. Motzchei samayim mi'ilon l'ilon. You can draw water from tree to tree on Chol Moed. I have a low yesh kash kol sada kula, but not the entire field. Drawing shlo shav su lifne ha moed. You need to irritate the seeds before Yom Tov, Chol Moed, but it's going to be moed. You know, if you did it before Yom Tov, and you have to do it again, okay, you did what you could. You have to do it again. You can do it again. But if you didn't do it before Yom Tov, until we stock it to you. We don't like you on Chol Moed.
Right.
I'm not here. It's okay. I mean, we didn't find you. Bazel. We didn't find you that much. So it comes out that even if they didn't drink it for Yom Tov, and even if it's a field which has, which you're irrigating, you can irrigate the entire field on Chol Moed.
Okay.
He said the following thing with attribution. They are talking about a generic field. That's a machlokas. So what does it mean? We're talking about where the trees are very far apart. You can't go from tree to tree. Humans are very close together. They're called mutter. It should be mutter, right? So I'm wrong. I can't agree on me. We're talking about falcon. We're talking about the esna beisah, which is the generic even distribution. 10 in a beisah and 50 by 50 almost area. Let's but let's say Yaakov says not exactly like they're far apart, and therefore you can't draw water from one to the other. Rabbanon Sabrei! Rabbanon holds it, let's like retrieve him, and you can't draw water from one to the other. Rabbanon Amrei, but Rabbanon agree. Ruvachim Oslashkos Mehem, Oslashkos. When they're far apart, you can't water the entire field. Ma'olam Chich. Now, when also you can't draw the water from one to the other?
It's a question. Ma'olam Shech.
Yeah, okay, you can't, right? So, Ma'olam Shech. Nelev Adot Rabbanu Min Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. Let's know what Rabbanu hold from Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. Come on, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Omer. Ben Meruvachim, when they're far apart, us the Hashkos, you can't water them. In other words, like water the whole field on their behalf. Mutalam Shech, but you can't draw water from the other. In Rabbanon, those Rabbanon hold that Nivachin also asks the Muslim Sheikh. You're not allowed to.
So they would agree.
What?
So they would agree.
Yeah, they would agree, but the thing is that Rabbanon hold that unless it's water Nivachin, Right, they would agree that Meruvachim, that's what you can do. And I'm like, well, this is what's the same Meruvachim and what's not the same Meruvachim.
Right.
Okay. Says my new thing. We're going to tell you this. Look at that, may my Meruvachim be my call house, or we said just now that if they're too far apart, everybody holds you can. You can't irrigate the whole field for their benefit. They offer level of Meruvachim. So if that's the case, why does it say in Shemitah that you're allowed, in Shvi'is, that you're allowed to, tamp down white dirt on Shemitah? The commentator says here, Sadish offer love and Meruvachim, lo pasti, lo mashkilu. They're far apart. And you're not going to get lost if you don't water the whole field. Just water the trees you need to water. That's why in a mission in Shvi'is does it say that you're allowed to do the whole field. Right? Well, it's here that we assume you do individual trees and you draw the water from tree to tree. Then it sounds like you do the whole field. Why? Ma'abe Shvi'is, Ma'abe Kam Shvi'is, Kam Amoy. So what I want to say, it's different. Shvi'is and Kam Amoy are different. Ma'abe Shvi'is, Ma'abe Amoy. So Shvi'is, like Geshem Mutes B'Mulacha, since, interesting distinction. Shemitah, you're allowed to Mulacha in general, right? You do Ben Dover Shutirach, Ben Dover Shenu Shutirach. So if they're a Makir, whether there's a Tirach or isn't a Tirach. But, Boy, I guess you're also B'Mulacha, now we're allowed to Mulacha Chol Moy, only Dover Aved, so like they're Dover Shu Aved, or actually, ain't no Triach. They're allowed Dover Aved, and it's not Triach, which means,
specifically,
the trees and not the entire field. It's my main and Shmei Miyadosh. Shmei is like this, is my Meruga. I'm different for it. Shmei took us a long time, so then we're not going to, sooner or later we're going to ask the Matthew to do it. So, what does the Matthew do now, or next month? Right? Moed, it's my Kutzer, but Moed, so a few days, wait a few days, Usher. So then I said, no, not a Chol Moed. Not that much work in Chol Moed.
Okay? Okay.
One second. Okay. Says further. Let me stop mouthing the Shemitah Mayor Ray Lewis, sorry. Last 7 days of Shemitah. It should be also like Yontif, right?
Just wait another couple of days.
Yeah. After time, Rabbi Sim Ara Lofan, Barbara Lofan Mishvis, Avalov and Moed. So, when it says you do it on Shemitah and not on Moed, I'm not sure what the reference of that is.
In other words, the Bryce tells you explicitly all of Shemitah, even the last few days.
Yeah, smoother, I guess so. What's their maker? Their maker all the time. Avlo Moichon Matirim Bezet Bezet Ubezet. Umal Bezet Bezet. Ben Shoshasu Kol Dem Rego. Ben Shaloshasu Kol Dem Rego. In other words, even though we should be continue, we don't continue, right? So the way I have it written down here, it's a question. The question is. Does it mean Ben Shoshos Kol Dem Rego and Shaloshos Kol Dem Rego? Okay. That's the case. That's really the difference between a field, an irrigated field, and a field which is fed by rainwater. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between an irrigated field and a field which is fed by rainwater. So what is specifically the Knas here, right? So, Elkan Be'ilon Kam is Roy. So he says that, the difference between the way they were before or not is correct, but there is no. I'm not sure I'm right here. No, I wrote a whole thing on this. I'm not sure what it is. Now, I'm not sure what I wrote here. Let's see, come here. Ma ben bezeh bezeh. Ben so zhuli kasha. Ma tam bechachomi. I came so shasiv ni amoid, ain't gestebe sabal. It should be like in a rainwater field. Chachamim say you can't give it to mm-hmm. you can't give water. It can't be on chazit nine bezel bezel that you can. Hainu ben ilum ben mizor mutal hashkos im shasul lifnei boy. So it means that even a tree, which requires mm-hmm. less water, you're allowed to give water on chol moed.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure about that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Anyway, should we stop here?
I think I can do one more halacha.
Okay. So this is the ishos. That's achbarim. You can capture, hunt down moles and mice. Besides the Elon, whether it is Elon beside Elon Kadarko in a normal manner, b'moy v'shvitz. You don't have a son of Elon Kadarko, son of Elon in the normal way, or son of Lavan in a weak field, slow down, graph, make a shinri. A machinist appears in Memoi. And if you have a break in seams in a roof, you can fix it. The space, but in Kadarko, and Shemitah, of course, there are no restrictions to build the normal way, whatever you need to build, there's no limitations. This is that. A mole. I think actually some say a chulda is a weasel.
I think in modern Hebrew it's a weasel.
No, it says here in the Kormit Eda that it never sees the sun. Are weasels creatures?
No, moles are the ones that don't.
Yeah. So, there's a thing to prove that that's what a chulda means, but there's a hint to it. Nafal eshes bar chazu shemesh. This is called, those things which don't see the sun are called eshes. So a chulda is called isho, an eshes. Okay? What's the problem? Evidently, they don't cause harm in a grain field. And beside love, it's just beside the eel. They're about a grain field next to a wheat field, and we're afraid, next to a tree field, an orchard, and therefore we're afraid they're going to win, so therefore we can eliminate them from the wheat field as well. Kedarko, what's the normal way? Stab into them and lose the track. Shalom Kedarko, what's a shiwi? You bang a stick into the ground, and you hit it with a hammer, and it makes the land quake, and then I guess it runs out, and you kill it, or whatever you do with it. Tani, you can destroy ant holes. Nemoi. You take ants from one ant hole and put them next to the other ant hole, and they suffocate each other. In other words, they kill each other. It's only if there's a waterway between them. There's no waterway between them. It's all like one ant hole underneath the ground.
Okay.
And they're buddies, right? There's a water between them, they don't go across, so they're enemies. Makrin is a piece of moy. Emna gabi, emetro gabi tro. So it says, makrin means you're not the roof, but it means that you can put a stone on a stone and a brick on a brick. When we see, it's bani kadako, emna gabi tro, usro gabi emin. It's like we bury the bricks in our brickwork, right? Mm-hmm. So somehow they had a similar idea, only they buried toros, which are stones, and one type of stones with M, which is another type of stone. That's how they layered it. So the layer was seen in that normal way. This is a sagas offer. That which that which doesn't keep out. The siyog is like a fence, right? It doesn't keep out the dirt. Habirish yoy so soges afar, but if it can still keep the dirt out, also the gojo b'shvis, you can't fence it in Shemitah. Why not Shemitah? Why not? Tanya.
Has the land ready?
What?
You're preparing it?
Has to do with the land. That's okay. Good point. Kovitzish is Sagas offer. Any opening which still heats the ground out, holds the ground in place, also go to Rishis. If it's not keeping the ground out, Mutha go to Rishis. Now, this Vishayna Machshela Eshela tells us a rabbi. It's only if it doesn't cause the masses problems. And now, Shes Rabbi, the spiritual causes the masses problem. Abishu Sagas offer, even though it still keeps the dirt in place, Mutha go to Rishis. It's still offensive on Shemitah. Kadal, as it says, Imah Koso Kohe, if your wall was falling, in other words, it was inclined to fall, so Sura Ubone, you can fix, you can knock down and rebuild it, Imah Chomoy. So it says, Marvi Yisar, let's be mocking to knock it down, but not to rebuild it. Clean of the Shem Marvi Yochan, they too, so make you close, so they let you knock it down, they let you rebuild it, in order that you should knock it down. Otherwise, they're not going to knock it down. We're not going to let you rebuild it, right? See, like, Omer, Lo Yimna, Afoy no Sosuk, that we can't build, he's not going to destroy it. The name Sabali de Sakano. Build Kano Kano, it's danger. Okay, Shaya. Next week, I'm not sure I can learn.
Okay.
So I'll let you know. I assume not, unless I let you know otherwise.
All right, very good.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Take it easy. Okay.
Good afternoon. Or good evening.
That's more accurate.
Okay.
So. Now you've gotten what?
Dalid.
Dollar.
A hard block. At least it looks that way. Probably. Come on. I believe we're up to the Halacha Hey.
Okay.
Do we do the do we do the from the two dots at the top? Do we do that, my friend? I don't know if we did that.
Wait, are you talking about
Dalam and Alf at the top? Umakrin.
Umakrin?
Two dots. Umakrin is up here, Tzav and Moed. You can, literally means roof over, but in any event, it means that you can fix a tunnel which broke during, in a waterway, right? On Chol Moed. But you can't really cement things in, right? You do stone on top of stone or pebble on top of pebble. Shemitah, you actually can mix and match, like, which is the more proper way to do it. So, which is that big stones and small stones and big stones. This is a that which you're allowed to rebuild this. It's it says the same motion, see the same motion here. I want to take something back here. This is talking about, it's not talking about a waterway. It's talking about a regular hole in a wall, right? Because obviously if it's a waterway, it's not going to help if you're not going to put any plaster there to keep the water in. So it's talking about just a regular hole in the wall. You're fixing it because it's a problem. You can fix it with a stopgap measure, right? Not with a permanent fix. Okay, and that's why I can only do Emel Gabi Evan or Tzor Gabi Tzor, not Emel Gabi Tzor, and vice versa. Now he said, Paymo says, Pirta Shana Saga Safa Hardy Tu leave nose Pirta's Godebish Fiskidarko. That would drink Shemitah, you're allowed to rebuild a broken fence. Dafka the Pirta Shana Saga Safa. What does it mean? Klomashini Pertola Gamre. Aglamata Samachla Karka. It's broken all the way down to the ground. Bain a Saga Safa Klau. It's not, there's no impediment, like, with dirt whatsoever. I mean, But if there's still like a dirt base for it, which is not, which hasn't crumbled, El Shnivitzu Avonim Mimeno, just stones and, from the top of the wall are broken off. Lo Yitu, they permit it. Kemeshen Psucho Kula, so it's not completely open. Also the Goja Beshvius, now it's affected during Shemitah. The Mechsik and Mesak and the Tzara Karka looks like they're fixed to the purpose of the ground. In other words, during Shemitah, you have to officially supposed to leave your field open to animals and to humans in any event, right? So what right do you have to rebuild the fence? So it's only if the it's necessary for the for your water to land not to wash away or something else to happen, shouldn't happen. So therefore, if there's any vestige of the wall left, you can't rebuild the wall. So there's no vestige of the wall. Okay, not sure exactly. To me, that doesn't sound like the right shot. But I don't know if there's a better shot, because Carbonet says exactly the same thing. Okay? Average perhaps a little bit. He says that the foundation of the wall is made out of dirt, but it's basically the same thing. Okay. The tiny game, we learned, Kopiatsu, she sugas afar, any opening where the dirt is still contained. Also, the God of Shia is now allowed to fix it on Shemitah. And Shia Sukkot Safar, if the dirt is no longer contained, Mutzah God of Shia is allowed to rebuild it in Shemitah. B'Shia Mavshel Sisa Rabin. And this is also true specifically if it doesn't cause people to have a michshol, such as if it's open and then the rain drenches it and washes the mud out into the street, right? So then you... then you got to, or the Moshe says here, there's stones lying there which came from the wall. Which I'm not sure why you have to fix the wall in order to put them back. Just remove the stones. But I guess once you have to move the stones, according to Moshe, you'll have to rebuild the wall as well. Right? So, Mutzah the Gojib, she is saying allowed to fancy Nan Shemitah. Kada, it's like we learned. In Melkosa, go ahead. If a person's wall is going to, is in danger of toppling over, Sotro v'lo yibonei, you can knock it down and rebuild it. V'yistor v'lo yibonei, so why do we allow you to top to knock it down and then rebuild it? Let's allow you to knock it down and not rebuild it. They allow you to rebuild it because otherwise you're not going to take it down. Shem omat lo shlo yivne, afuino sotro. You tell him not to build it, he's not. You can't build it, he's not going to destroy it. The name of somebody they suck on a dangerous wall will remain in place.
Okay.
So far, so good. I love that. But Mayor Omer, Rowena said a great look. On Yom Tov, if somebody's already Tomei with a negative taras and you think you can make him tar, you do it. Avlo Lachmir, but if somebody is tar and it would make him Tomei, we don't do that because we push it off to after Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov. A person can gather the bones of his father or mother in order to which if they're in an inappropriate place, they should simply look because it's a joyous for him to put them in a proper care. Rabbi Yossi Meir, no, it's not true, he can't do it because it's mournful for him. He says you should not, the person should not, arouse himself on a dead relative or give aspect for 30 days before Yom Kippur. So the coordinator says, what's the pshat? Says, people who start gathering money to pay for Yom Kippur 30 days before Yom Kippur. Shemi Yitena Moshe Kanas and Tzorach HaRegel, and we're afraid that he's going to give the money which he got to gather together for the Yotif, Vasavdan, to the professional eulogizer. Yimna Misim HaRegel, and he'll have his Yotif curtailed. Okay, so that's one shot. In other words, we're afraid of the expenses we're going to detract from Misim Chas Yotif. Another reason is because we're afraid that the effects of the hesped will still be impressed upon the soul of the person who heard the hesped for the next 30 days, and therefore it's going to impede his simchas yontif. Okay?
Okay.
Talmudim, we learned over there. Baharas kegris. Pasas kegris. Yeah, but let's see, Pnei Moshe. So the time that we learn Perek Daled going by Harris Kegris. The Gris is like is a legume. I forget which one it is. So Zeu Shir Beharis Tami. This is the Shir of Tsaras Mektami. If no lo simon tuma. If it gets besides that, if that spot within the first week gets a simon tuma, go michia, such as in the middle of this white spot, it gets a flesh colored spot. Oser lava, or gets white hair. Opisium, or it spreads. Akar shibu rishon. After the first week, when you look at Olach Abtur, even after you let him go, call in the Simani Tumahim. These are all Simani Tumahim. The Shani and Sham, like it says there, but Perek Beis, yeah. Vim Pasta Kegris, and if it's spread Gris, no la Gris or Pisi on Simon Tumah, and the additional Gris got a Simon Tumah, go Michio Aser Levon.
The chum? The brown part?
I guess the chum part, yeah, I guess. No, it says om. Gemara says ha om. Vokhala om, zel grisa rishon. Vokhala, varei bamsha grisa pisim siman tuba. So that's the question. The Om is the original Nega, right? So this Nega, it doubled in size. But the original Nega went away. Okay? So that's the inside. Tam tini, Baheres Kegris, Uposas Kegris. Vinola Pisio Michio, and the expanded area got a, either a flesh-colored spot, or say a Levan or white hair. Vachla La Om, the original Nega then went away. Rabbi Kiva Metame, Kiva says Metame, Pnei Moshe says, Share Yeshka Nega, Kishir Vesimon Tumemo. We got a Shir of a Nega, and you got a Simon Tum with it. Chum would say, no, it's start from scratch, says the Pnei Moshe. The Torah currently rose to come up with Chila. Ukame Farsh Leitz can explain, man after he'd have been Rabbi Kiva Rabbonah. Shem Tia B'tchila Gankin, according to Matame, or Machlit or so. Even if you look at it from scratch, it's still Tome, because it has Simani Tuma, right? It's not just a white spot, it's a white spot with Simani Tuma. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? Okay. Machlit, you know, my name, and that's Gemara asked immediately. We're going to put them away, we're going to turn these tummy anyway. So, what's in between the Pshita of Rabbi Kiva and Pshita Rabbanah? You look at my Erev Regal, my name. The difference is Erev Yontif. So, I wrote here on the side from the Gilead and Ephraim that the Iker time that we don't look at, the main reason we don't look at the Nega is in order to be able to come bring his Korbanos, Olos Re'ia and Shami Chagiga. And if you can't bring it the first day, you can't bring it the rest of Yom Tov. If you can bring it the first day and you miss it, you can bring the rest of Yom Tov as Tashlumin. But you can't bring it the first day because you were not able to because you were a Tomei. So it's not Shlomo the rest of Yom Tov. You can't make it up. So if he's Tar at the beginning of the Yom Tov, you can bring your Korbanos, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the question is, okay, this situation happened Erev Yom Tov. So Rabbi Kiva Omer Heikat Mei. So this is the old Nega, even though the original thing went away. Still, it's a continuation. There needs Kaklo Lo Lakav Lo Achmir, and you don't look at needs we make him nor we machmir. And it's stuff you can't bring any korbanos that you don't. Not Olos Ria, not Shalme Chagiga. Rabbi Chovehu. No, it's a different one. But Pocher Minari Shino. It's a different one. And you can exempt them for the first one. The first one's gone away. This is a new one. Until I officially look at the new one, it's not
Tar.
It's still Tar. So that's why you can still use Kabbalah. Okay?
Yep.
So, now the Gemara gets a bit complicated. Next, I'm going to okay? So, the Priya the Gilne Ephraim puts in the from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. It says Tnin Hacha. See that?
Yeah,
Rabbi Meir Omer Ro'ina Sanugayim Mitchil Hakel Avolo Lachmir. Right, which we learned in the Mishnah. So therefore, where we can. Therefore, a mayor holds you can you can decide, okay, I'm going to see this nega to be makeup but not to be machmir. Rabbanan argue. They say, letaro letamo. Right? Whatever goes, right? And you know, therefore, when you look at it, you have to look all together. So, according to our mayor, we're allowed to look at this nega, which the om went away, and we have the pision only, to say, okay, the first one's gone. And we ignore the second one. That's our mayor and our Mishnah. Rabbanan Rahu. I'm going to say, can't do that. It's the Tower of the Tamo. You have to look at the situation in its totality. There's no such thing as the Hakka B'lo Lachmir. Okay?
Okay.
Back to the top of the page. We're not going to read the first line now. We're going to the second line. We also share Rabbi Acha. Asya dichida hacha. The individual opinion here, which is Rabbi Akiva, who says he's telling me no matter what, so that is like kastam the tamon. It's going like the stam mishnah over here. In other words, in Yushami tamon there and hacha are very often reversed. So here's a similar case, right? So Rabbi Akiva there is the one who says he's telling me no matter what. That's like Rabban over here. As the chidah hacha, but the Rabbi Meir shita over here, which is that we can see it lahakel and not lahakmir, is kistam at the tamon. It's like the stam over there, which means like Rabban there will say that you can look at lahakel and not lahakmir. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Mary, he cut my son, the Gemara explains. Rabbi Kiva says, this is the original one. It's not to look at. It can't be Meiko, can't be Machmir, forget it. And therefore, he can't bring Kobana Sayyotah. Yechidah Tamar Kestam Lacha, but Ami Chorihi, this is a different one. Vapot Rominari Shoina, this is the second nega. The first one is off the hook, this is a new one, and therefore today, he's okay to bring his Kobanos. Okay? Now we go back to the first line on the page. Haydahi shelo lachmir. Haydahi shelo lachmir. What does it mean shelo lachmir? And nizkaklo lashnia lo lahakev lo lachmir. There's completion of this idea that you don't look at the second one either to be makel nor to be machmir. We just look at the first one and we say it's gone and everything is hunky dory. Okay. So far so good. Back to
so
okay. Now we go back to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun. Okay?
Okay. But
we don't. Surprise. So, again, I'm going over this good friend's chopping up this page and cutting and pasting it. So now we go to the fifth to last line on the page. Rabbi Zira Omar. Got that?
Where?
The fifth to last line. Rabbi Zira Mar Yimei Rego Beineu.
Hello.
No.
Hi.
No drops.
What?
No drops, sorry.
You dropped? Oh, not
no.
I dropped. No, but let me make sure it was recording. 1 second. That would be unfortunate if I lost that too. Today is the 24th of March, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I lost it. How long was that? Let's see. When? 60 minutes. Okay, that sounds right. Okay, good. Okay, I didn't lose that. All right, to the next. Okay, so where did I lose you?
We're at Rabbi Zira Amar.
Okay, Rabbi Zira Amar, Yimei Harego Beineihom. Rabbi Zira said, Nafkimina between, I assume Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan, but let's see in a minute, it might be between Rabbi Meir Rabbanan, is the days of Yontif. So he slows that it's not just the Karbanos which we're concerned with. Even the mitzvah of coming to the Beis HaMikdash, which is each and every day, is appropriate to take into account. In other words, until now I'm telling you just about Karbanos. right? And you have, for Gabonis, you have to be Torah on the first day.
Right.
If you're not Torah on the first day, no good. But we are all concerned the first day. He's concerned with every, the entire Yontif. Can I go into the Beis HaMikdash altogether? Entire Yontif or not? Right? So now, he explains. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ikar Meso. This is the original Nega. The Rebbe's and own portion changes there to here to V'eino Nichnas La'azara. He can't go to the Beis HaMikdash because he's in an ongoing Tumah situation, right? Rabbanan Uchoveinu. Rabbanan say it's a different one. V'hu Nichnas La'azara.
Okay.
And he can go into the Azara. Okay. So now, one second. The carbon Ada takes out the next line. I'm not sure where I go from here.
You still have Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Boom to do.
Yeah. So now let's go back to Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Boom. Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Boom says, "B'shem Rabbi Acha, ben yichidah dehacha, ben rabbanan dehacha." Whether Rabbi Meir here or Rabbanan here, Moide Rabbanan Taman, Lakav Lo Lachmir. So let's see what I have here in the sign. Vilna Frayim explains Rabbi Yossi is a third shita. He's not concerned now with Rias Panim and now with Chiyuv Karbanos. He is concerned simply with Simchas HaRegel. That's it. Therefore, you don't look at the Get Nega B'Tchila Yontif at all, whatsoever. Throughout Yontif, anytime. It's not talking about Erev Yontif. It's not talking about Rias Panim, in which case that's just specifically with being in Yerushalayim. It's talking about anywhere in the world. You don't look at any neg on Yontif, right? And that is, in fact, what the Bavli says. And the question is, what is the halacha where there was already a nega, but it looks like it changed? But maybe there's another one here. Okay, so we don't know. Rabbi Yossi, so Gemara says that when the original nega is gone, but there are simonim, it's possible to say you say the taro tamon, you have to look at it, no matter, and see, figure it out. But where the simonim and the om both have gone away, then they're two separate negoim. Now I'm not sure I understand that fully. Before we see it inside, let's see it inside. Yosef Hashem Rabbi Acha Ben Yichidot Acha Ben Rabban Acha Moedil Rabban Taman Lachav Lachmi. We don't look at a neg at all unless it is to be made on Adbi Macher. And now we have a new thing. Tama B'Shahocha Laha Om. Now all this talk about till now was when the original neg is gone. But Ram, however, Hakam Shochulem Hasimani Veha Om. What happens if Simonim and the Om are gone? So then.
Om Kayamet.
No, so take out the word Kayamet. Gilifrain takes that. Okay. So then, Gemara says, Om Rabbi, near the Rabbi Yossi, but Muskar, but the very mayor, but Muchlot. So what is the difference? So, this is telling us that according to Rabbi Yossi, the reason is because of Simchas HaRegel, and because he should also be together with his wife, right? Mitzorah, who's Muzgor, is now to be with his wife, not because of Simchas Korbanos. So therefore, if he's a Muzgor, wait a second. I think I'm wrong about what I wrote here. I wrote here that if he's a Muzgar, he's allowed to be with his wife. But I don't think that if he's a Mukhlat, he's not allowed to. But I'm not sure, I don't think that's correct. I think the opposite is true.
Why? Muzgar is when it's not decided yet.
What?
Mufkar is still waiting to see if something's going on. It's not decided yet.
Yeah, but I think the halacha is that a Mufkar is not allowed to be with his wife.
Why not? Mufkar already has to go outside the camp and all that stuff.
No, his wife is allowed to be... Oh, no, I know what it is. Right. No, Mufkar is allowed to be with his wife. Wait a second. Let's look this up. Masaras, Masaras, what is it? After Duma. So the mitzvah.
For the benefit of our radio audience, where are you reading?
I'm Rambam Hilchas Tumas Tzaras Perek Yud. It says here, the mitzvah says that a mitzvah muchlat should be covering his head all the days that he's muchlat, and he covers his mustache. And he tells people he's tamei, even kohen gadol. He's not allowed to greet people. That's where Baruch Shafam Yateh means that he has to have his lips sealed. He can learn. He's not allowed to get haircuts or to rinse clothes, even Shabbos and Yontif. But he's mutter berchitza v'sikah v'ilas and sandal v'tash mishamita. He is mutter with his wife and muchlat.
Okay.
Yeah, so, where do we speak about, I have to find Muzgar. I'm pretty sure that the Muzgar is also, here. The previous parak tes. I don't see the non-pair test. What's good? Yeah. It's a Magid Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah says in Perek Yud Halacha Vav. He says, "Mash Kotzer Shemuta B'Tashim B'Shamita is allowed to have relations. Apli Shisham Omri B'Mitzora also B'Tashim B'Shamita. Perekam Moi Kotzer. Now Mitzora is not allowed to have Tashim B'Shamita in Bavli. Even Good Tanoim also B'Tashim Afi Mechaluto. It's Malukas Tanoim in the Bavli. It is also during the days that he's cholut. The Pasuk Rabbeinu Command Mar Mutter." From the Rabbi Chiyah, Sabre Kabbalah say, because Rabbi Chiyah hold that way. Okay? And so it's only when he's a Muzgur, it's also B'tash Mishamita. Not when he's a Mukhlat.
Okay.
Which is counterintuitive, but I remember correctly. So now, let's take a look back over here again. So, Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Yachob, Bein Dichidod Ocha, Bein Rabban Ocha, Maida Rabban and Tamon, Lahake Velo Lachmir. We love to make on that Machmir. Okay, so now, Tamon Beshocha Ha'om, right? So this is when the Om is withdrawn. From Hochula Lahem Simon Ve'om, but what if Simon and the Om are both gone?
Then what?
No, maybe I don't want to take out the word Kayemus, even though Gilner Frank takes it out. I'm thinking maybe not take it out. But let's see the next line. Amar Rabbi Nirin Diva Rabbi Yossi ben Muzgar. Rabbi Yossi, if he's a Muzgar, so then we want him to get out of there. If he's a Muzgar. Not sure, don't really understand what Rabbi Yosef Buddha is saying. There's a Bumba Shemit Racha says that it's because of Simchas Rego. Therefore, we don't look at Nega altogether. And the question is, what happens when there was a Nega? But now, this is a new one. So the Om is gone, and Simonim are Kayomim. Okay, let's go back to something. Right, Meir over here, right? Bein Rabbanacha and Rabbanon here. Rabbanon, we said before, a Machmir over here, and they say, if you look, you have to look both ways. You can't do it either or. So you can't say make or not Machmir. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbanacha comes up with new shita. He says, no, even going to Rabbanon here, you can look l'hakel avolo l'achmir. How could this be? So he says, when the Rabbanan argue and say you can't distinguish between the old one being gone and ignore the new one, that's b'shahochala ha'om, right? Where the om is left, but the new one's still there.
Okay.
But when everything is gone, then you can look even according to Rabbanan here.
Okay,
because everything is gone. Rabbanan say it can't say when only part went away and part is still there. I can't go with blinders. That's very Meir Shita, but Rabbanan doesn't agree. But Rabbanan agree when both the Simonim and Om are gone, of course you can look to Mimeko, right?
Right.
So Amar Rebbe, Niran Diber Rebbe Yossi, the Muzgar. Okay, so by Muzgar, so then
you haven't decided yet, so you want to have the opportunity to be Mekyo.
Right.
So that makes sense.
So then you look at it, and then you look at the Muzgar in order to make sure to get him out of there and to get him to be Mutzer to his wife. Okay.
Right.
Diber Meir Bemuchlat. And Remeir, it seems like Remeir b'muchlat, in other words, that to quote Remeir, you only look l'hakel and not l'achmir, right? You look l'hakel and not l'achmir, and because if you get him, oh, I see, it's complicated. Listen, if he's a muchlat, and you're going to look at him, and he's mutter to his wife, right?
Right.
What happens now if you find Tohar?
If he's Tahor,
he loses access to his wife. Because then he has to undergo the same thing we have by some of the things. Neither he has to have Shiva Nakim.
Oh, right.
So therefore, okay. I must have missed all of this when I learned this Gemara the first time. But this is the idea is that if he's a Muzgar and getting him a Hezger is good for Yontif. If it's a Muchlat, getting him out of Hezger, getting him out of Hechlet is bad for Yontif.
Right.
So he says, Rebbe wants to be Mako, all across the board. He says, I'm going to agree with Rebbe Yossi by Muzgar and say that we can look at the Nega, Imikun, Rabbanon, as long as Simonim Omer gone, and make sure that, and get him off the hook. And that's good. But Rebbe May, that would not be good for a Muchlat. Because then the Muchlad is going to be also to his wife. So then, according to, that's why when it was a Muchlad, I'm going to say to Greg Mayer that I'm not going to look, because that's the Kula.
Right.
Or not get, not, or that should be also to not be also to his wife.
Okay.
So the Gemara, back to the last line of Gemara, Ma Beneo, Shmuel Amar Pricha Beneo. The difference is if a Pricha, which is a new thing, which I think I'm going to leave for next week, which is what happens if the nega expands throughout the entire body, right? Right? Well, let's leave that for next week, because already I think we have enough complicated stuff for this week.
Okay.
Okay, Yishkoach.
Next week we should be back to regular time.
Okay, you change the clock this week?
Yeah, at the end of the week.
Okay, very good. All right, take care. Have a good week. Goodbye.
Bye.